welcome to MacBite's headquarters.
Marooned at MacBite's headquarters.
Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, even. And it's day 275. Lola's getting more hungry every day, aren't you, babes?
She's not. She's not hungry. She's just expectant.
Yes, she knows
not expecting.
Right, we're putting it out to the chat room as to what you can actually have. So, let's see what they suggest. Hello, Simon! Good grief, Simon's in first. Hello, Jonathan!
She's not starving, Johnny. She's had a whole tin of dog food with chicken on the top, followed by extra chicken.
Did you just headbutt that drawer? You headbutted the wrong one, but you're getting in the zone, aren't you?
There's cables in that drawer.
Oh, yes. We've been on a forage through the cables. We've put the genealogist to shame. We've got cables that are possibly older than Jonathan is.
Yeah.
Firewire 800. Remember those.
Oh, my mum went to a genealogy lecture.
Oh, good grief.
She's not on Zoom.
She's not thinking of checking the family history out, is she?
I have no idea.
That'll be interesting. As long as she works backwards and not forwards, we're fine.
Paul says low a dentistix.
A dentistix. Right, okay.
I was going to say Lola sticks.
We usually finish with a dentistix, don't we? Shall we have a schmacko to start? And Jonathan usually picks a rodeo. So we'll see what everybody wants. Oh, that's two for dentistix. CQ, Deb, CQ.
There's some schmackos.
Hello, Kim. Hello, Mrs. Simon. That's quite a meal. I know. What is she like? Hello, Paul. The whole banner's gone and no calendar. What?
Do a refresh, Deb.
Calendar's there. I know you're grumbly. I'm giving it to your father. You see, you're making out to them all that we don't feed you. You're a lying little toad. A lying little fur-covered toad.
Just try a refresh.
It's there, I can see it.
Because I didn't set the chat live till 7:30. Because I was too busy dealing with the dog.
Because she was telling like, the entire world that we were starving her. I'm abused. Yeah. I'm an abused pup.
Yeah, right.
You greedy little girl. You know we're on air and you can make out to everybody that we starve you. Do you know, I can see by her eyes she's laughing. Aren't you? Yes, but you're enjoying these schmackos.
What browser are you on, Deb?
Now, what shall we have for the middling treat? There's sausages. So do you want some venison sausages?
On what device?
Venison sausages, Daddy. Best device ever. Venison sausages. Here they are. They are beef, four with beef and four with venison. And they're different. These are the ones that stink. So this is Mummy's little COVID test. So you can't have it till I've sniffed it. Oh, good grief. Yeah, not got COVID. That's the good news. Ooh, what's this about Christmas, hey? Is it sounding fabulous for Christmas here? Or do we think Boris might change his, I would say, mind, but you know, what passes for Boris's mind? We were promised 5 days. I think it started Christmas Eve. And people have made plans based on that. And now the government advisors have said, you know, probably not the wisest thing, which the rest of us said when it was announced. But now the government are kind of agreeing with them. So it could be that the Grinch stole Christmas. Or in this case, as Simon says, Bongo. Bongo stole Christmas, Lola. It's all right. Your toy's already here. Don't panic. She always knows when you're there, Jonathan. Do you know, I'm going to package up one of these sausages and send it to you, Jonathan. Then you'll realise. Keep it as a COVID test. There you go. Ooh, what have we got here? A documentary about Settle's problems.
Thanks, Kim. Look at that later.
I will indeed. That'll follow on from the one I did the other day, won't it? Which, that was just heartbreaking. I really felt for that woman who was trying to look after her dad and her kids and homeschool the kids at the same time. Unbelievable. You're still grumbly.
She stood there watching you.
With a sausage.
Yeah.
Right, let's have the dentistix before she has a complete nervous breakdown. Do you know, feeding you could take the entire show, couldn't it? Daddy, dentistix. Not fast enough, Daddy.
Right, there's one left.
There isn't, there's two. There's two, one of each colour in there. We have a red one. We have a kind of fawny coloured brown one. Which one does Lola want? Let's have a look. One's wider, one's longer. We'll put that in the left hand and that in the right hand. and then you can choose which one you want. Which one do you want? I want the red one. Let me give it to me. Do you know so much for dogs being colourblind? Never heard such bull in all my life. Get it in the drawer before she sees it and realises this too. Right, I've got that open for later, Kim.
I think I know what you've done, Deb. I think you've gone to the chat.
Oh!
Directly. Just go to mattbites.fm and you should be on familiar territory.
Yeah, we didn't hear much about the riots, so I will definitely watch that. Do you remember the film The Truman Show? I did see that one, Jonathan. Now, you know, from by request, I'm not renowned for having seen much, but I did see that one. Ooh, Jonathan thinks he'll end up doing a U-turn. You know it's unlike Boris, but it could happen. I think he said we'll have Christmas because people would have done it anyway. But then I think he was expecting the advisers to say, do you know what, Boris? Not a good idea. And Boris can say, well, you know, I'll hand it over to you, but I don't think it's a good idea anymore. People will do it anyway. And then when we're in lockdown in January, he can say, well, I did say. So I think that's how it'll pan out. Every EU country have agreed on something, and that's Christmas is a bad idea. You mean we agree with Europe? Oh, shame about the Brexit thing, isn't it? Isn't it right Germany are going into lockdown over Christmas?
They are. I think they're allowing 2 days.
Even so, there are no words. I can't say. There are no words.
It and the gets Netherlands.
More and more and more ridiculous. What can I say? Ooh, we need a Lola cam. I did think of strapping what they called a GoPro to Lola. But, you know, the Halloween outfit went down so badly, I've been banned. I'm not even allowed to buy antlers for the girl. She really did look just so miserable. So she gets away with it. Just wandering around in your birthday suit, aren't you? Mind you, we do have some tree lights. We have tree lights on the big tree, but we've got tiny tree lights that are rather nice, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, just need to get that little tree in here and we're sorted. Lola Cam sounds like some sort of dodgy subscription service. Well, if you're up for it, Simon, there you go. We'll have Lola Cam. Yeah, all you'd see Lola doing is relaxing her little self, walking or eating. Oh, and she wasn't allowed out in the garden, was she? Because it was too cold. Or was it raining?
It was raining. It was all right this today. This morning we had fun. This morning we played football.
Yeah, it's because she comes in and she's sopping wet and then she needs drying and then she doesn't like to be dried. Mind you, she could just get on the bed, couldn't she? You know, with her hot blanket thing.
Yeah, I think sometimes that's too hot for her.
The heated blanket. Well, there is two quilts on the top of it, you know. We don't, like, try and fry her alive. And she can mooch around between the hot spot and anywhere else. It's so funny when you go in there. And, you know, I mean, she's not that big a dog. She's not like the Bailey.
Yeah.
The Scooby-Doo dog, who was about 7'9". She's probably the size of a Labrador. Somehow she manages to be legs akimbo. There is not one spare inch of the bed. I don't know how she does it, but she does. A bit like Elsa. When Elsa the cat stretches out, she's the full length of the sofa, isn't she? Mm. Yet when she stands there, she's a normal-sized cat. I think there's something that happens to them when they get somewhere comfortable. They kind of just spread. Just spread them, little
size. Oh, you're back.
Can I have the other one, Daddy?
No, you've had your fill.
You keep telling her that.
You've had enough.
I haven't. Oh, chicken. That look on her face says, if I don't get another dentist stick, I'm going to crate all night. Can you not see
bark,
that?
Bark, 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 bark.
Right, go play with that.
Come on.
She's Let's having none of it.
Come on.
Come on, take chicken. Is Daddy supposed to carry chicken as well? Bless. Right. Kiva at £45 also takes up the entire sofa. It's some kind of morphing that goes on, isn't it? Where they just stretch and that's it. I went in the other night and usually she's curled up at my feet. But sometimes she's got the corner of the bed before he gets in. So then his feet like go at a diagonal and she shuffles a bit and a bit more. And he ends up hanging out of my side. Never mind even his own side. She has got literally 80% of it. She's crazy. But we wouldn't have her any other way. She is the way she is. There you go. Did I have any news? What we've been doing today? I did hear that, you know, we talked about Johnny I. Not our Johnny I, obviously. Not the best one. No, the other one. He's up for a job, which I can't understand myself, because he was supposed to have left Apple to start up his own business. But the job in question is Ferrari CEO. Johnny I for that? No. But who knows? They're also after the other guy who is still at Apple, the chief financial officer, Luca Mastri. I think he was on one of the conference calls, the money calls. But what do we think of that? Ooh, Johnny's kettle. Yes, Mike's warming to Johnny's kettle, if you'll pardon the pun. More and more each day. More and more each day. Oh, that reminds me of my mum, Johnny. It whenever a kettle broke, it was like, and I don't want one of these pygmy kettles. She always had to have a kettle that was somewhere between 1.8 to 2 litres. And she would boil that even if she only wanted a cup. It's just the way she was. There's been some updates on the Microsoft front. They've now got a version that supports Apple Silicon. And they've been redesigned for Big Sur. So I need to get in there with that, don't I? Mind you, the Outlook version has been in redesign for the best part of, I think, 18 months. And they're still not there yet. So we'll see where we go with that. I did last night make the serious mistake in hindsight. I thought I'll just reboot. Now, I was rebooting for a reason, not just because I felt like it. I've got an app called Witch. Does anybody else use Witch? It's from Many Tricks. It enables you, and I was sat here thinking, why did I want that feature? And where did that feature come from? And then I remembered, it was from Windows. In Windows, there used to be a shortcut key where you could basically Alt and Tab, because I can't remember what the shortcut key was. So you Alt and Tab on the Mac through applications. But this thing let you Alt and Tab, for the want of a better phrase, through the open windows of that application. So if I'm in PowerPoint, I've got three presentations open and I want to navigate between them with a shortcut, there isn't one. So I've had Witch installed since I switched to the Mac. And obviously it's like one of those things that I forgot to install. And I'm thinking, why isn't this key working? And then I realise, because it's not built in, it's coming from Witch. So I've had Witch forever. So I goes and I installs Witch and I gets it all working. Everything's fine. The configuration's a bit on the tricky side, but I configure it and I'm fine and I'm happy with it. And then when I rebooted, it didn't start. So I'm in Witch looking for the option that says run on startup, which I couldn't find. So then I had to do the Googles to find out how to get this thing to run on startup when it's a system preference pane. If it was an app, that's simple. The system preference pane, less so. So then I have to do all of the magic beans with that, which meant in the end, I then had to reboot. So I does the reboot thing, at which point it comes up and it wants to do all these updates. So I thought, right, make sure it's not the Biggles update, because that would be catastrophic. Now I'm happy with where I am. Don't do the Biggles thing yet. So I'm at the point I'm doing the thing and there's an update. So I thought, well, I might as well do that. Big mistake. 40 minutes later, it finally springs to life. No harm done. Everything's there. And yes, Witch is now running non-startup. So not bad, I suppose. But once that started doing that, I thought, well, Neo, I need to go do some work. Then I remembered that Paul in Ohio had said the new Biggles version was out 11.1. So I thought, no, but I might as well do that while I'm at it. This is where my time goes. So 2 hours later, that machine springs to life. And then people have the complete temerity to say to me, why do you have so many iPads? This would be so I can get some work done when the computers are in triage mode. That would be why. So I'm actually sat there working on an iPad. because the other ones are in maintenance mode. Anyway, they all sprang back to life and I've been working on those ever since. Hello, Anthony. Good night, Jonathan. One in, one out. See that? Oh, you are so synchronised. I wouldn't have thought anybody would have drunk 2 litres of hot drinks in one go. My mum had a fairly large cup. It was like, I think it was a thermos cup. It was comical. She brought, well, I think it was my aunt bought one of these things first. And it was like a cup with a handle on it. And then mum found one that was like a mug. And it was insulated. So it was like white at the top with an orange bit at the bottom. But it really did keep the drink warm. And mum liked her drinks warm. But she would still boil the entire kettle, despite the fact, however big this mug was, there was no way it was taking that much. I think it was just a thing with her. Like people get things in their mind. I tend not to put more water in the kettle than I actually want boiled. And we only leave a little bit in it. The only reason we leave a little bit in it is in case it's like a power surge or something. Make sure that there is something in it. Also with the microwave. I started doing that when mum said she'd reset the time on the microwave. She'd actually programmed it to come on at a certain time. And there was nothing in there. So we keep a little glass of water in there after that. Just in case. Well, you never know, do you? You literally never know. Oh, and it's looking like Mike's mother's going to have to get a new iPhone. We think she's killed the old one. It keeps turning itself off. Like going into power down. She's had it since April 2019. So she would be due an upgrade on her contract in April next year. St. George's Day it was. I well remember arguing with the woman in the shop because she was with EE and she wanted to stay with EE. I was one of our providers. And we went in. There was not an iPhone to be seen. And I said to Mike, do they not supply iPhones or what? It just seemed really weird that they wouldn't. But everywhere you looked, it was wall-to-wall Android. And the other one, the OnePlus, which I think Graham knows a lot about. Graham's an Android boy with his phone. So he knows far more than I do about the Android stuff. So she's busy doing the hard sell on this phone about how marvellous it was. And I said, have you, okay, and that's X amount of money and etc. And she was moving from pay as you go. So she didn't want to pay a huge amount for a contract because she wasn't used to doing that. She wasn't using it that much. So hopefully the sound going off is not me because I can see everything's bouncing away. Just do a refresh. So she wasn't bothered what she had. Everything was going to be a step up from what she had. The phone she had didn't even have a camera on it. So I said, and the iPhones? Oh, well, you know, we've got these lovely Android phones. Yeah, but do you have an iPhone? It was like pulling teeth. Eventually, I got her to admit that, yes, they did actually have iPhones. I said, right, well, let's have a look at those, shall we? But to try and get her into the back to bring out an iPhone. And we figured in the end, they're just not making the money off those that they are the Androids. So they were just not promoting them. They weren't out. But, you know, if you knew exactly what you wanted and you would only have an iPhone, then they did actually have them on site to offer you one, which was how come she got an iPhone in the first place. But after that, she was just like, thank you for being there. I wouldn't have got that if I wasn't there. I thought, yeah, I don't think you would. And normally I would have said, oh, you know, they'd have turned around in the end. But no, they were obsessed. Anyway, she got one. I think she's worn it out. She loves to FaceTime and WhatsApp with our nephew. So I said to her before she got it, it'll be life changing. And I wouldn't say she was incredulous at the thought, but she was like, do you think? I don't think so. You know, so it's only a phone. I said, no, trust me. Well, once you get the things that it can do. And she'd had it about 3 weeks and she said, you were right. You were totally right. Who's in the market for one of these new chargers? This dual, what was it actually called? The one that's like fabric. And it charges your phone and your watch, I think. Because I think it's absolutely hideous. I looked at it, I thought, is that an Apple one? It looked like one of the cheap things that you would get. I mean, I never buy Apple cases. They're just ludicrously expensive. But this looked like one of the things you'd get on Amazon for like £2.50. And I thought, that's the real Apple one, really. And it turned out, yes, it was. And people are sort of saying, is this an Apple one? I mean, I think if you have to ask if it's an Apple one or not, you've not done your job right, Apple. People should just know it's one of yours. But who's had a look at it? It's called the Jewel something or other. Haven't got a picture of it. Oh, the other thing was the iPhone that fell out of a plane. Did you hear the story about the iPhone that fell out of a plane?
No.
A guy was using it, taking some photos in like a light aircraft, an iPhone 6, and he dropped it. No, I'm not looking for those. I'm looking for a drink. So it was actually recording this phone as it went, and it fell out of the plane. And there's now this footage from the phone because the phone survived. Oh, it's little Madam, is it? That's for Mummy. That dentist stick's for Mummy. No, it's not Mummy. No. Well, you're going to have to high five then. No. We can high five on trust here. Good girl. Honest to God, you're like such a hustler.
I'm starving, Mummy.
No. I'm not doing high fives till I can actually see the treat. You might not give me a treat. There might not be a treat, Daddy. Honest to God, that dog. What happened to that shy little creature that arrived?
I was saying that to her today.
I think she settled in. Let's just put it like that. So, yes, there's footage of this phone tumbling out of an aircraft. It lands on the floor and it still works. Unbelievable. Those must have been the days when it was well made, an iPhone 6. God, when you think this iPhone 12 now. So it's half the lifetime of an iPhone, that.
True.
Oh, also, the AirPod Maxes went on sale today. No, it's AirPods Max, isn't it? Oh, good grief, we've got more from David Hockney. Can't that guy leave us all alone? I shall have a look at that one later. So what else have we been up to? He's totally forgotten what he's done today. Oh, no, I know what we did. We did cabling, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, we're still... Yes, I know. How many days on are we now? 10?
A lot.
We're still setting up the machines. But in my defence, this wasn't me. What happened was I ordered Mike what he needed because he had no idea what he needed. And they arrived and I said, there's one for me in there. And he said, I'm not opening it yet. So we left it, didn't we? Then there were words and sentences said when you decided to open it unannounced.
Yeah.
Because you hadn't got a clue what you were doing.
No.
You? No. Anyway, it's all right now. But how many cables did you install and how easy was it?
2.
Well, there must have been at least 3. Or did you already have one installed? Because you came back in with one and said you didn't need it.
No, I swapped it.
It was the right-angled one, wasn't it? Yeah. That wouldn't fit in properly. Yeah. We've got this very snazzy HDMI cable that bends. So the actual ends on it go at a right angle, which is great if you're trying to like manipulate it into a socket. If it's not very flexible, it can be awkward. So I'd use this flexible one with the angles on it, the right-angled hinge. But the thing we've got, which is like a splitter, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's probably better not with a hinged one. So there we go. Oh, Simon, 20,000 feet onto a soft forest floor does not equal 3 foot onto a pavement by the sounds of it. That's very true, actually. That is very true. I dropped mine, didn't I? Last year.
You did.
In the hotel foyer, and it landed glass down on a stone floor. And I'm like, ouch. But the case I had on it was the cheapest thing I could buy. I think it was £2. And my logic was, I only need this to last until I've got a decent cover on it. But it had added a lip to the front of it. It didn't add much in the way of bulk to it, but just a tiny lip at the front, and the phone was absolutely unscathed. So the case lived to fight another day. I decided, why bother getting something else? The other big news today, of course, is this fitness thing, Fitness Plus. Are we interested?
Yep.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
About as interested as Apple Arcade?
I'm very interested if it comes with free chocolate.
Don't think that's quite the answer, Mike. No. I mean, don't quote me, but I don't think so.
Me neither.
No. No, I know it's one of the bundle, isn't it? I like my watch and I like the fitness thing it does, but I don't want to be like overly bothered with it. And also this kind of ultra competitive, let's all get online and compete with each other, Peloton thing. No, let's not. But again, that could just be me. So have any of you rolled over and bought it? Have you done that? I did do all my updates last night. I was just explaining about my updates. I'm sure you've not done yours, have you? Good look at that face.
No.
What update?
Yeah, what update?
Well, if you go into your system preferences and look at the updates, not the Biggles one at the top, underneath it might say there's a stealth update for
Where's
you.
Where's the updates? There we
The one
go.
With the badge on, underneath, other updates.
Not upgrade now.
No, the one no. underneath.
That one.
What's it say?
Security update.
There you go.
Yeah, but there's a restart required.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Push you off that, doesn't it?
It does.
Mm. I decided to do it last night thinking, well, you know, how long could it take? Yes, the sun rose. It took about 30, 40 minutes.
Mm.
So you won't do that.
I'll leave that then.
Yeah.
It improves the security of macOS. That tells us something, doesn't it?
Oh, God, not more cancel or allow. It's secure enough, leave it alone, walk away, don't do anything.
Or is it secure enough? That's the thing. Right, close. Close.
Oh, now Simon would love a Peloton. Oh, I think I'd like one, Simon, but not the kind of ultra-competitive bit with it. I'd like the screen with, like, a view on it while you're cycling, but not the kind of, you know, go faster, go faster. I don't need that. Trust me, I do not need that. But the other concept of it, yeah, I quite like that. Nice to know, but you're not that bothered. Oh, and Simon and one of the baby Simons do spinning classes in peacetime. It does feel a bit like in peacetime, doesn't it? Anthony's got one upgrade and it's upgrade to giggles. Is that giggles deliberately? No, thank you. Not yet. Not yet, Anthony. I did do it on the laptop because I did the laptop the day it was released. So I did put 11.1 on it. I'm testing a couple of apps on there for a particular reason, you know, Biggles compatibility. So far, so good with it, to be honest. But the look is so different that it's affecting how you interact with it at the top. And the other thing that's driving me absolutely insane is Apple's insistence that everything is monochrome. I mean, I look at my menu bar at the moment and there's very little on it for a start because I use Bartender. But there's the DevonThink icon and there's the Bartender icon and that's it. The only other things that are there are the things like notification center so I can actually use it, the clock and the calendar. But the clock and calendar are not from macOS. They come from an app called the clock. And the icon has a red strip along the top. So I've got exactly the same setup on Biggles and everything is white on blue. How is that good for accessibility? Colour is one of the differentiating factors and they are just bleeding the colour out of it. I swear the next version will end up just black and white. It'll be monochrome. You'll have a desktop that's grey and all the rest of it. I don't understand that. And the other thing that is such a tiny thing, but it bothers me. And I must admit, I didn't check if they'd fixed it, because as far as I'm concerned, it's a fault, this, was the fact that the downloads folder, which by default is where stuff downloads to, you know, that's the idea, doesn't have a different icon. Now, if we go back far enough, it had a green icon with an arrow on it. It was really ultra clear what you were supposed to do, where you were supposed to put stuff. And now, not only is it not a down-facing arrow, which was like a black thing, it's just a standard folder. And again, I don't understand that. I guess I can go in and start fiddling, but it drives me mad. Drives me mad. It was auto-corrected. How dare it be so impertinent, Anthony, as to auto-correct to giggles. But there again, Biggles has been a bit of a giggle, as long as you're not relying on it. Can you turn off the coach and just go on a ride? I don't know, Kim. Don't know. But, I mean, you can get videos. on YouTube where if you could put an iPad in front of you, it would be any trail you like. Or you can put, it's called ASMR. If you look up ASMR, that was the stuff that we sent to Mrs. Simon that was Harry Potter. It was the Great Hall or something. It's like an environment that you immerse yourself in. So overnight, because I've got three monitors, I can the one I'm working at and the secondary one. And on the third one, there'll be like a library.
No.
Oh, Lola.
No.
You will be sick. So either sit down there and be good, or you're outside. One or the other.
Come on, settle. You've played, you've eaten, you've toileted.
Can you hear him trying to logic with her?
You've everythinged.
Doesn't mean she doesn't want some more. So I've got like a Christmas room or like a library at Christmas with a huge Christmas tree in it and an open fire. And the ambience that you're listening to is like a crackling fire. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it, trust me, it works. So you can get like, you know, a mountain trail or probably even down to a venue if you want it. I haven't actually gone that far. If I'm on my bike, I'm usually watching a YouTube video or listening to an audiobook, one or the other. But the bike itself does look amazing. I mean, the price is ridiculous, but it does look amazing. So I would prefer to do that, but I'm not involved in competition. That doesn't work for me. Right, let's see if they put the download folder back. No, they haven't. So we've got dedicated folder icons for the user, Dropbox, AirDrop, Recents and Applications. But everything else, including the desktop and the downloads, is just a standard folder. But the desktop, in my opinion, shouldn't be a standard folder because it's syncing with iCloud and it used to have a folder of its own, as did the downloads. And that is the official download folder. So I guess you could change it, but you'd probably want... Oh, no, this is even more bizarre. When you bring up the info for the downloads folder, it does have a custom icon. It just doesn't have a small custom icon that shows in the sidebar. I don't need a custom icon in the info panel. I need a custom icon in the sidebar. Who did design this? Because they need to spend a couple of hours with me. They'll recover in time. And in the meanwhile, everybody would have a far better working system if I designed it. But that means because it's already got a custom icon, I can't even force a custom icon into it because it's already got one. It's just not showing. Yes, that's what I said. I was as grumbly as you are. See, now you've gone quiet, haven't you? Hmm. You keep on like that, we'll bring Ollie round. Yeah, maybe Ollie needs to be on his jollies. The Ollie jollies.
Jolly Ollie holiday.
The Jolly Ollie holiday.
Jolly Ollie holiday.
Yeah. That was in our presentation, wasn't it? That was the first time.
It was.
The Jolly Ollie holiday appeared in From Bagels to Bacon Butties. Along with Darth Vader and Zebedee from the Magic Roundabout. You wonder about our presentations, don't you? Yes. So that's new as well. So what else did we do? They offered me 3 months of Game Centre for free. Answers on a postcard as to what I said to that. Not really interested in that at all. Oh, bless them. Bless their little cotton socks. And they've also extended my Apple TV trial. This could possibly be because I've not actually tried it yet.
Oh, I got one of those as well.
But was yours just for 3 months?
No, it was a year.
I was going to say, I wouldn't qualify for a year because I've already had a year, but you've got a new device.
Yeah.
So you qualify once on a new device. But, you know, it's just more tripe to watch, isn't it? So I can't be bothered. Read a book. Read a book. That's me. Oh, I did get some books as well, because there's a sale on. I don't know if there's a sale on in the US, but there's a sale on in the UK at Audible. £3. Books on sale for £3. So I might bankrupt myself this week. It's going to be a close run thing. We also need to test the new isopropyl alcohol that arrived, don't we, Mike?
Yeah.
How much of this is left? Probably enough I could decant this somewhere and then fill it and then try it. This was the one that Simon recommended. So it's arrived. But let's have a look at it, Mike. Come on, Lola. Hope you're good. You're in the way, girl. Daddy moved. Yeah, the bottle I had was 600ml. from somewhere called Ecolab. Is it Ecolab? Yes. So this is in a huge 5 litre thing, so it'll need decanting. I should be able to smell it, shouldn't I? Oh dear, what did you recommend? You recommended 70% proof isopropyl alcohol. Oh, yep, still not got COVID. Do you know, I can't imagine what it would be like. You think to yourself, losing your sense of smell wouldn't be a great thing. Well, then you realise just how much you sniff on a daily basis. And it probably is.
I sniff on a daily basis.
Really?
Yes, the COVID test.
Ah, oh, that's Lola. She's only helping you out. Right, let's have a look at this then. Well, I can... It's not leaking. That's a good point, isn't it? And it is 5 litres, so that's good. Crying out loud. Right. Let's see how it is. Tribe, I haven't heard thy donkeys. Well, do you know, I actually thought with ITV, I do buy the Radio Times, which is a magazine. It's a weekly magazine and it's got all of the TV channels, the listings in for the week. And I only buy it once a year. I buy it at Christmas. And the reason that I buy that one is it's the only one that's got the radios in it rather than BBC National Radio, rather than the TV channels. But whenever I look at ITV, it's like, what's that? I have no idea what their programmes actually are anymore. Literally no idea. Whereas, you know, I remember Morse and Lewis, even Midsummer Murders and Vera. But the stuff that's on there now is like, what is this? It's that poor. Right, there we go. Let's have a look at what that is. Right, it is Trade Chem Isopropyl 70% Pure. Cleans cuts and abrasions, prevents infection, soothes insect bites and treats poison ivy. Yeah, that's all very well. Will it clean my computer keyboard? That's all I care about. Right, let's have a sniff. We'll see. We'll do a smell test. Oh, yes, it smells exactly the same. Oh, she's now down there with chicken having some fun.
She is.
So I will try that. I'll clean my keyboard and see how we go. And was I right? You really can't type. Yes, you did. All right. Was I right in spotting that Simon has spent some money pre-Christmas on a keyboard? Did I spot that correctly in Simon?
He has indeed. I'll go and see what she's up to.
Oh, she's fine. Leave her be. Leave her be.
She's playing with chicken.
If she's playing and she's quiet and she's happy, that's fine. She'll nod off in the end. So which one did you get, Simon? The one I've got, but what colour? And there was a backlit one. I didn't go for the backlit one either. I could have done. I think there was about £30 in it. And I decided, and I can pretty much type with the light I've got, and I'll leave it alone. But your mileage may vary. Bluetooth backlit, space grey. I like the space grey. I really do. But most of my stuff, I've got a space grey laptop and I think the rest of it is silver. So I just went for silver and be done with it. But the backlit one is quite appealing, I must admit. But I was in, like you, I was in two minds about what do I think of these reviews. And I decided, well, you know, go for this one and see how we go. At that point, was quite a way off having a new Mac and thus a new keyboard coming with it. But the difference in the keyboard, I would buy another one. So I might get the space grey next time. Who knows? It's just that all the stuff on my desk is white. Having said that, my mouse isn't. So I could have gone for a lighter coloured mouse, but I didn't because I thought it'll just show every mark, as does the keyboard, to be honest. But now I've got my isopropyl alcohol, so I can clean it all. So we'll see how that goes. So when is it going to be with you? They are pretty good in terms of getting it to you. I think mine went over a weekend, but it did arrive like 3 days before they said it would. Having said that, Royal Mail don't know whether they're coming or going at the moment. So we'll have to see how that goes, I guess. But they might have sent it courier. Ooh, the excitement. I trust we're going to get photos of the big thing. Ooh, tomorrow. Can't say fairer than that then. Usually they're quite early as well. I think mine was. I'm trying to think, why did I buy mine when I did? I got fed up of typos on the other machine, or the keyboard. And I remember thinking, you know, maybe it's you and you need to type properly. But I don't think it was. It's just like some keys just didn't catch. 5 miles up the road, you're too busy to click. No, let them bring it to you, Simon, because otherwise you have to go out and you know, people and everything. Just say people and I totally understand you. Right, how does that look? Not bad. Not bad. So it's cleaned that up all right. I'll do the keyboard later is what I'll do. Because the keyboard is filthy. And we're deep in the middle of other plotting and planning as well. So where are they based? I've forgotten. I knew they were too far for me to collect. Now, see, I've got some stuff involving companies in Birmingham and I'm like, yeah, that's too far at the minute. Actually, we're in level 3, so you get turned back. Loving to see all these people in level 3 in London, hyperventilating over it. We've been in level 3 since forever, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's like we went into a formal level 3 in July. And it's like, you know, July, and we're all right. You can survive it. So I don't really know why they're crying into their beer, but they're crying into their beer, bless them. Bless their little cotton socks.
Two Newcastle players are not well at all after contracting coronavirus.
Did I hear that, what's his name? Lewis Hamilton saying that he was in a bad way with COVID. Because you tend to think of, like, he is, like, fairly fit and young. But he was glad to just finish in third, apparently. He felt that bad. And again, he's had it about 2-3 weeks. This long COVID thing.
If you've ever underestimated this thing, then don't. Because you're talking about elite professionals here, and the way it got hold of everyone was quite scary stuff. For everyone out there, for goodness sake, stay safe. I know it's Christmas, but after what we've just witnessed, you've got to be careful.
Which is exactly what Simon said.
That was Steve Bruce.
And you all there fit guys, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, not just us unfit folk, then. Mind you, with that unfit, we're not bothering to go out. There you go. Hello, Sarah. You teach on a Tuesday. No problem at all. Whenever you're ready, join us. Hello, Tracy. Stroud. That rings a bell. I've been to a place called Tring. Is that anywhere near there? I think it was Tring. Where were we on the way to then? I think we're on the way back and we couldn't get a hotel. So we ended up like having to go out of our way to spend one night somewhere. Oh, that was when Mum used to be my PA. I didn't have to book places. She says, I'll do it. Which was good because I didn't like dealing with people, as you guys know.
You didn't.
Okay, don't. Present tense, fair enough. MacBiters are special people that I am able to deal with. It's other idiots that I can't deal with. You know, like B there, when you write and you say the router's not working and I've tried this and 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 I've rebooted and I've restarted and I've got all the updates on and they write back and they say, have you turned it off and on again? For God's sake. And that's a 48-hour turnaround then. You write back and say yes. And then you have to wait 48 hours for the next stupid suggestion. And without exception, every time there was an issue, every time, it would take 4 weeks to fix it. You could set the clock by them. I think they worked on the principle. They would pay, because this was what they had to do, they would pay to go in BT's call centres into their, what do you call them? Exchanges, once a month. So if you happen to have a problem on day one, tough, you're going to have to wait a month while they went in. They had to pay BT to get inside them, and that's where their equipment was. So all this, the thing Thatcher did, the deregulation thing, was all very well in theory, but it didn't work well in practice. That yes, you could get your telephony services from somewhere else, but the equipment was in their exchange and your support was shocking. But now we've got direct connection. I'll tell you something else I didn't know.
Mm.
Nina was saying, they've got Virgin. So they've got Virgin for their internet, their phone and their TV. And they get Sky via Virgin. They don't get Sky Atlantic. Now, to me, if you pay for Sky, you pay for Sky, not half of Sky. I know you have to pay extra for movies and sports, which they do. But they don't get certain channels. And one of the channels that they didn't get was Sky Atlantic, which is like the it's got like the drama on it. And the recent drama was called The Undoing with Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman, which I stumbled across on Now TV. By accident, really. I think I'd missed four weeks of it. So I did the thing on catch up. Brilliant series. The pair of them were amazing in it. Kiefer Sutherland's dad was in it as well. Donald Sutherland. Just brilliant. They were all absolutely fantastic. But she said, oh, we couldn't watch that because we don't get it because we get Sky via Virgin. They don't tell you this, do they? That you're paying the same, but you only get half the stuff. No, utterly ridiculous. Oh, I'm loving this. Neil's in. Hello, Neil. No, I think Neil went for the one that I've got. I don't have a backlight on it either. Now, you see, I know the reviews on there are all complaining reviews, but anybody I know who's actually got one is like, I love it. Absolutely love it. So we've got to ignore the reviews to a certain degree. Have you finished setting up and have you gone for Biggles? Oh, Sarah. We've sort of finished. We're at the stage of like, oh, that's not working. Oops, I forgot to install X. But all of the fundamentals are there. So, yes, it's on the desk. And that's the one we're actually working on. I've got a few outstanding things that I just haven't set up yet. But nothing major. It's things like I have an app that lets us publish MacBytes. Good job Jonathan's gone. Or he'd be hyperventilating. This app lets us manipulate the RSS feed for MacBytes. There's a new version out. And for 14 years... I have been keeping the RSS feed for MacBytes in Dropbox, which enables me to share it. They've brought a new version out and it's all very snazzy to look at and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Right. OK. And it says it will import your feeds. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's always offering to import the feeds, but I don't want it to. I want to reference the feeds. Oh, I can't see an option to reference the feeds. There must be an option to reference the feeds. At which point it springs up and says, new system will store your feeds in iCloud. And I'm like, just a minute. No. And it actually says, we'll store your feeds in iCloud so you can share them. But I'm happily sharing them where they are in Dropbox. Thank you very much. I could not find a way with the trial version to say, leave the feeds where they are. Don't touch my feeds. On pain of death, don't touch my feeds. So I'm going to have to get onto the developer. So stuff like that, I've decided not to actually install anything at all at the moment. But I'm in the fortunate position that the other machine is on the other desk. So anything that was set up before, I can actually get to it fairly easily. Did we do the Biggles thing? No, both of them were Catalina when they arrived. I had decided before it arrived that I would do the Biggles thing and pretend it shipped with Biggles. But there were too many factors pointing me in the other direction, which was, you know, not yet. It's too soon. So I decided I would set it up as is on Catalina. And as and when it is appropriate to do the Biggles thing, then I will do the Biggles thing. But I haven't done it yet. I did update my laptop, which was on Biggles 11.0, to Biggles 11.1 last night. I have not sat at it for long enough using it in an everyday situation to say whether it's better or worse. I'll leave that to Paul. So when Paul checks in from Ohio, I'm sure he'll let us know because he did do the Biggles thing. I am loving that. Oh, Neil, I said exactly that about the button last night. I said, if I pick the keyboard up from the sides, it's fine. But where that button is on the back, when I grab it to pick it up, undoubtedly I'm going to press that button, which is mildly annoying, isn't it? That's the only feedback I would give them on that. Literally, that's the only feedback. Oh, there was a fallout, was there, Anthony? I did not know that. Sky and Virgin had a fallout, so Virgin customers didn't get certain channels. Well, that's where Nina and Mike are. And the thing is, I mean, I do find this a very weird concept of a programme. The programme called Gogglebox, which is basically you watching people watching TV, which is all a bit meta for me, isn't it, Mike? But that, this undoing program was on there. So on Gogglebox, Nina and Mike were watching people watching this program. So they know who the murderer was. So she had not much point watching it now. But I actually thought the end was a bit of a letdown, to be honest. That might be a bit harsh, that, because the rest of it was so good. So I don't really think, when it came to the end, they could have had... I don't think there was an ending that would have been as good as the rest of the series, whoever committed the murder. It was the journey that was... The acting was superb. Everything was just superb. So whatever the ending was, even if I knew the ending, I would probably have enjoyed watching it anyway. But I must admit, it was so good, I didn't want to know the ending. So I made sure that I didn't read anything about it. I stayed away from the socials on it, the lot. Because I think it had already been shown in the States, where we were a little bit behind. But it was superlative. Absolutely brilliant. So I'd watch it anyway. I've been corrected. Kiefer Sutherland is Donald Sutherland's son. Donald Sutherland shouldn't be called Kiefer Sutherland's dad. He's very good, I'll grant you, but Kiefer Sutherland was Jack Bauer. Loved Jack Bauer. Absolutely loved 24. I think, Mike, we should have a 24 marathon.
Yeah.
Because it's been long enough. Do you know now that's nearly 20 years old?
Is it?
Yep. It was 2002, I think, as Maya was a baby.
That's scary.
Yep. 2002, I think. So we wouldn't know all the nuances, would we? I do remember the first baddie, Ira Gaines.
Mm.
But the beginning of the show and that, and the best bit in it by far was when his daughter was on the phone to him, and she's like, in danger. There's these men. I can't even remember. Oh, she was being a nanny, wasn't she? And these guys broke in. And he said, there's a gun in the closet. And she goes to get the gun. And he says, if they come near you, shoot him. So he comes in and she shoots him. And he says, what's going on? And she said, I've shot him. He said, is he dead? And she said, I don't know. He said, shoot him again.
Wasn't she called Kim?
Yes. Yes, Kim, that's right. Our Kim's on the phone to her mum at the moment. Oh, I see what you mean, Simon. That's like saying Margaret Thatcher is Mark Thatcher's mum as a reference point. I haven't actually seen that much with Donald Sutherland in it. I think that one of the few things I've seen is A Time to Kill. And Kiefer was in that and Donald Sutherland had the bigger part. But I don't think they acted together on it. And I was hoping desperately when 24 brought an actor in to be his dad, I thought it's got to be Donald Sutherland because they look so alike. But he had a prior commitment, so they didn't get to act together in that either. But I think I've only seen Donald Sutherland in this thing that's just been on and two films. I really haven't seen that much of his. Wasn't he in some kind of drama about money or a family? And he was like the head of the family. But again, I didn't see that either. So that's why I said he's Kiefer's dad. Sorry, Simon. You have no idea who the... Well, you know me, Tracy. It's a miracle I have seen anything with Donald Sutherland in it. What was that series? Which series is this? The one that I was talking about with Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman. If it was that one, it's called The Undoing. And it's a kind of crime drama. The first episode is a bit on the slow side. I mean, it moves along, but, you know, there's no, like, action until very near the end. And I think it was over an hour long as well. But the acting is just so good and the script is so good. So if that's the one you're talking about, that one, The Undoing, it was very, very good. I will not tell you who did it. It's to me, it's the journey of the whole thing. But Nina knows who did it and she won't watch it. And I thought, you're just missing out on something fabulous there. Another series he inadvertently stumbled into was the one with Patrick Dempsey from Chicago. Not Chicago. Grey's Anatomy. And it isn't one that I would have particularly watched. But they were really bigging it up at the time, and it was called Was it The Strange Affair of Harry Quebert?
I think it was called. And I'm not sure if it's Quibert, Quibert, something like that. Again, it was long and it did the thing I don't like, where it goes back in time and then comes back to today, back in time, back to today. But actually, in that circumstance, it worked. And it was a stunning drama. I'm getting very picky with what I'll watch. Having said that, I just stumbled across an old thing on YouTube. I don't know how YouTube knew that I would like this. But it was, what year was it? It must have been about 1986. And it was an episode of the Ruth Rendell Mysteries. And the guy that was in it was, what is his name? The one who played Doctor Who. Not, was he after Matt Smith, the older guy? And I think he was in The Thick of It. He's got a strange name. Him. Well, he was in it. Capaldi. Peter Capaldi. There we go, Capaldi. No, not John Pertwee. I am old enough to remember John Pertwee, though.
He was the first one I remember.
John Pertwee. He was me, but he was my first.
Wurzel Gummidge.
He was my first Doctor Who, but my favourite was
Tom Baker.
Tom Baker, because he had canine. He had a dog, and I went, he had no fur though.
And Davros.
Oh yeah, Davros. Do you know my headmistress was a dead ringer for Davros?
Really?
Absolutely. She really was. She was like a shriveled prune, poor woman. This was Ruth Rendell Mystery. I think it's about 2.5 hours with Peter Capaldi in it. And I quite liked Peter Capaldi back then. He always had a good actor, but he always had like a, he seemed to get weird parts. Like, who was that other one? Jonathan. Oh, what was he? In Shadow of the Noose. Jonathan something or other. Made it all the funny when Little Britain was on. No, I didn't see Little Britain. But the way it's going at the moment, I'm not seeing anything at all because I haven't installed my ITV, which is the little card that I watch TV on. So have no access to any TV at all at the moment, which, you know, not much on anyway. But I do tend to get the Christmas Radio Times. But seeing as though we're not going out, I'll probably have to do without this year, won't I?
Unless Tesco sell it.
You think Tesco's would deliver the Radio Times? I only buy it. I don't buy it for the TV. I love the radio stuff that's on, all the dramas on the radio. There's, is it still called Radio 6?
There you go, Radio Times.
Oh, and how much is it this year?
£5.
Do you know, I swear it was £1.50 the last time I bought one.
That will have been in 1995.
£5 for a TV listing magazine.
Though. Do you want it?
That's not the point. Let me see. I think you can get it online now.
Probably. Well, let me know before Saturday, Friday.
Let me see if I can get it online on the radiotimes.com. And I do that because, you know, TV, you can pretty much work out when something's on if you've got an idea. But the radio, you know, the programmes are so much shorter. There's so many more of them. So I do like to have some kind of reference for it. But let's see if you go to Radio Times now, you've just got like a load of news. I'm not interested in those kind of stories. I want to know what's on the TV. TV guide, news guide, TV, on-demand film, radio. Right, let's see if I can. Oh, well, you can. So I think we can do without that this year, Mike. I'll do it online.
Okay.
Depends on how long you can work in hand. But that's what I'll do. I love the kind. Oh, there you go. And he's just come out and said it wouldn't be Christmas without the Christmas Radio Times. Merry Christmas. Double issue is now on sale now. Yeah, well, they're not going to sell as many this year, are they? Because people aren't going to go out and buy one. What does annoy me with it is if I do the make the page as wide as you can on the website, it doesn't actually make the page any wider at all. So you can see about 3 hours worth, I think. But I love all the dramas. They put old stuff on Radio 4 Extra. And I love that. So I love all of the dramas that they put on the radio. So not particularly stuff like The Archers, but particularly the old stuff and the new dramas. So I'll listen to that rather than watch. HD's Home Runs are good. No, not a clue. I think £5 for a TV listing magazine's outrageous, Anthony. I really do. You'd be better off giving £5 to charity, wouldn't you? I mean, you're cutting trees down for this. Make it good. But £5? No, that is ridiculous. I'm sure, honestly, Mike, last year's was about £3.60.
I can't remember.
No more than that, surely. Unbelievable. Yep, when the Christmas Radio Times was out, Christmas was a-coming. That's exactly how I think of it. And Neil used to love getting it too, because you can plan your 2 weeks out in hand. But that was when there was decent stuff on. And I don't know what their big thing is going to be this year. I mean, they would have probably been sorting it out around March time, if you think about it. And they're pretty much curtailed in what they could do. The football starts tonight, doesn't it, on Amazon? Mm. Amazon have got the matches over Christmas. So that's sorted for the sport. You know, Simon, you're probably spot on. The circulation's so low, it's published just as a collector's item. You know, I do have one from a few years ago, and I look and I think there was some decent stuff on then. Maybe I'm just not bothered now, but the TV just doesn't seem as compelling. The stuff they put on is just not interesting. And yet there always used to be something fantastic on at Christmas. You could guarantee something like... remember when Sherlock was on a few years ago? They had like 3 episodes over Christmas, and that was like, oh, can't wait for that. Many years further back, the Boxing Day special was something like Bergerac, or, you know, like a special edition, a 2-hour epic of a certain drama that you'd really love and you would wait for. But now it's like 27 episodes of EastEnders. And I'm like, yeah, OK, I saw a couple of episodes of EastEnders in its day. But, you know, back then, Shell had just had a baby. It was that long ago. Now I've no idea who's who. So that just isn't compelling for me. There isn't any drama that they've particularly recorded. Now, except for last year, when they assured me there was going to be an updated, fabulous version of A Christmas Carol. It opened out with the gravestone. So at that stage, I'm like, oh, we're 10 seconds in. We've got the gravestone. That's not bad. With somebody peeing on it. And I turned around to Mike and I said, I don't think this is going to be my kind of adaptation. So I did the, what do you do if you're thinking that and you're thinking, it could just be me though. I could just be incredibly square. You go on Twitter and you find out if it's just you. Twitter had exploded. What have they done with Dickens? This is obscene. I thought, okay, I'm happy now. It wasn't just me. I staggered my way through the whole of the first episode, I think. And at the end of it, I thought, I can't watch any more of that. It was terrible. They totally missed the point of the story. So I know, like, you know, a modern interpretation, but it was shocking. And that's when they could get out and do anything. So this year, I can only imagine how bad it's going to be. That's all I'll say. I can only imagine how bad it'll be. But I will keep my eye on it just in case. And I will make sure that I keep my eye on the radio bit, because that's my favourite. I much prefer the drama. In fact, I've been waiting to listen to a drama for about 3 years. And it was because it was on maybe 5-6 years ago when I missed it. And it's called The November Dead List. And I'd seen it on Audible. And I thought, yeah, I don't particularly want to use an entire credit for it, though. When I stumbled across it on the iPlayer. So I listened to The November Dead List, which you love, don't you? The concept of a dead list. Mm. My mum always had this thing. A dead list is where you put a list of the people who have died that are important to you. And you submit it to the priest. And it goes in a basket in front of the altar in November. And it's known as the dead list. So it's a list of people that matter to you who have died. But the way Mum went on about this dead list...
put him on the dead list.
She'd say, I'll put him on the dead list. You know, and that was like, she had my uncle on it. He died 92, didn't he? November 92, because I was at Cristleton. The one who'd been to Canada and came back, yeah. So she said, well, I mustn't forget to put him on the dead list, which was fine. Until she started saying it about people who weren't actually dead. And Mike had eyes like saucers. Obviously, no idea of Christianity at the time.
No.
Was like, so you put live people on the dead list and they die.
which I think was how Mum would prefer it had worked, to be honest. Do you have a row with Dad? I'll put your father on the dead list. So it was the title of this drama that attracted me, the November dead list. Anyway, I finally managed to listen to it and it was very good. There were two series of it and it was very good. I do like my radio dramas much more than I like my TV. There you go. Oh, so we're still sort of setting up, aren't we? But we are at the point now where we can actually do things with it, which is just as well because we've got to get ready for all our demos on Friday. I know it's only Tuesday, but we need to know what we do for Friday because we send the mails out about it on Wednesday. So our weeks are skewed. Have you noticed? Yesterday, I'd almost lost track of what day it was. You know, as you do over Christmas.
Yeah.
But then because we're sending the mails out, we're doing the Advent thing and we're doing After Hours and Marooned, I thought, no, it's Monday. So I'm not quite at the stage. I've lost track of the days yet. But that is my ambition. The closer it gets to Christmas, the more likely that is to happen. So fingers crossed that that does actually happen. So that's what we're doing. We're going to head off and organise some stuff so we can send the mails out tomorrow. I've got two freebies, one for tomorrow, one for the next day. So I'm ahead with that. And I've got a nice one that I'm thinking about for that as well. I can't say any more about that. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a surprise, would it? But other than that, we'll be back with you tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Bring all your tales of woe with you. Because as it gets nearer Christmas, stuff will be going missing in the post. And there'll be the card fiasco. So do let us know. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.